Ali K. Shishti is an investigative journalist who writes for two Pakistani papers, the Daily Times and the Friday Times. Ali K. Shishti is in Karachi and following this story. Hello.
Hi.
So many Americans have been in the streets all night celebrating the news of Osama bin Laden's death. What is the mood in Pakistan?
The mood is filled with confusion in Pakistan. There's thankfully no protest on the streets because the political and the religious parties are actually not called or given statements on bin Laden's death. The Pakistani government officially will actually give out a comment in a couple of hours on the issue. But yeah, the streets, the people in Pakistan are confused, although there is a sign of relief that Osama bin Laden is dead.
Now, yes. Can you tell us how this operation proceeded? What happened?
Actually, the story goes back to last year in August when a phone call was traced from North Waziristan. And that's how the CIA and the ISI came into action.
So you say that it went back to a phone call. So they were tracking one of his trusted couriers, am I right?
Yeah, actually, that was a phone call which was traced from North Waziristan. And that's how they actually got the lead. Then they started, they captured another guy from Karachi, which gave out information. So they were working since last year, August, on this thing.
But they found him in a house in an area in Abbottabad. It's a military city. It's got a base. It's got a military academy. How could he have been living there and nobody noticed?
That's a million-dollar question because that's what we've all been asking. That since it's, if you know Abbottabad, it's a place where it's a established city. It's not a rural area like Fatah, or it is a well-established city with the Pakistani military academy just 5 kilometers away from the compound where Osama bin Laden was caught. So it's a question, and that raises a lot of suspicions and doubts among us, that how could such a high value target was living in a city without getting detected. And and Osama bin Laden is 6'5", so he and a normal Pakistani height is about 5'6" and 5'7". It's just amazing how he was not detected in a city like that. It's a no-flying zone area. It's where most of the military concentration is. They've got checkpoints at every corner of the city. It is the most secure place in Pakistan. And that actually raises a doubt because it was a compound. The news is that, in the compound, not just Osama's family was killed, but there were former Pakistani army officers who were caught.
Well, you made the point that the intelligence agency, the ISI, would have been aware of some of this and couldn't say anything. I mean, how difficult is it now for the Pakistani government to navigate the two sides of what happened here?
Yeah, it is a very difficult situation. But the thing is that in that area, at that particular area, there's no way the Americans could actually unilaterally come down and shot Osama bin Laden. The Pakistani intelligence agencies actually collaborated with Americans. But the whole thing right now is that the Pakistani government is very cautious on that part because they're thinking that, if they come out openly on this issue, there will be suicide attacks in urban areas of Pakistan.
What can you tell us about the mood of people who wouldn't be involved as his supporters, but who are more just, regular people?
I've been speaking to lots of people, there have been if you need to understand Pakistan and Pakistani politics and the Pakistani culture, it's a very conspiracy-driven culture. The people are very have opinions and very strong opinions about Osama bin Laden. Most of them think he's somehow an agent of U.S. somehow, bizarrely. And apparently, so there's a feeling of joy somehow, and with a mixed feeling of that, this war would end, which is obviously not true. Because if Al-Qaeda, and I've been working and tracing Al-Qaeda for a long time now, Osama bin Laden, although was the head of Al-Qaeda, but he was not the operational in charge of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has been run by Dr. Ayman al-Zawahiri, who's at Northern Waziristan, working with Haqqani Group and Tehreek-e-Taliban in Pakistan.
What everybody says and how the public reacts still remains to be seen. This is very volatile or very delicate, is it not?
It is. I was speaking to the previous Air Chief of Staff of the Pakistan Air Force, and he just confirmed me that the Pakistan Air Force did provide the Americans helicopter support during night, because that area was a no-fly zone, and there's no way Pakistan Air Force could have allowed a helicopter without a permission.
Ali, thank you for speaking with me.
You're more than welcome. Thanks. Thank you.